In high school, Jeremiah Green, also known as Jerry, was a kid with a backpack full of CDs voicing his latest music on fellow classmates. Growing up in Elizabeth, New Jersey, it was basketball which became his first love.
Yeah, I played basketball in high school. Like I said, that was my first love. It pretty much consumed me. I really didn't have much time to do the music, but I would do it every weekend. Every weekend I would go to my homeboy's crib. We would go in his garage and we would record. It became an every weekend thing, and I knew it would work for me because the connections I made with through basketball, I could use the music side and it could kind of intertwine, you know.
As Jerry got older, he then gained a passion for music. It was in high school around his sophomore year he then discovered he had a hidden talent.
Initially, there wasn't really a passion for music. I was in high school. I was playing basketball. My first love was basketball, and I had some friends from around my hometown that were doing music, and they were getting pretty popular from it. So initially, I was kind of jealous. So I went over there, you know, and I saw them recording and doing music, and I asked if I could start rapping with them, and that's how it started, honestly. Once I started, I watched Jay-Z's movie Fade to Black, and that's where the initial influence to actually be very good at it came from. I must have watched that movie like 80 million times, and that's where I developed a passion for writing and rapping.
Now in his senior year here at Ramapo College, he spends most of his time in meetings and in the studio crafting his skill, whether it's rapping, vocally singing, or producing music.
Recently, I've been doing a lot of reading. I've been doing a lot of soul searching, not to be funny, but I've just been doing a lot of reading, doing a lot of soul searching. I've been trying to work on staying as true to myself as possible. What a lot of rappers like to do nowadays is say some things that they think people will lean towards, and they're not really staying true to themselves, and as a result they don't stay around as long as they should. So right now I've been trying to, you know, read a lot of books, watch a lot of movies, have a lot of me time, and then sit down at a table and write some rhymes. This is the first time I've tried this process. Before, it was so easy. But, you know, the better I get, the more serious I'm taking it. I can't just say just anything anymore. And ultimately, I think I just want to be great.